How many of you like to go fishing? Anybody like to go fishing? Like to fish? Oh, no, I don't think I'll fish for that, but that's pretty nice. Why do you go fishing? To catch fish, right? Sure. Some people go fishing because they like to eat fish. And it's just fun to catch your own, and they're fresh, and you can catch whatever you want. Some people go fishing because they just want to get away from everything else during the week. You know, they get away from work. Some people go fishing, and they don't care if they catch any fish. They just like being out on the boat or on the shore and fishing. I don't like to fish if I don't catch fish because I'm just not patient enough. But some of the things that you need for fishing are some lures, right? I brought some. What's that? You have some like this? Does that look yummy? You don't have that? Doesn't that look delicious? No, I don't think so either, but a fish would think it looks delicious. And how about a wiggly worm? That looks good? Okay. You like a worm? These are not... They're not gummy worms, but they sure look like good food for a fish. And they bite on that, and then you reel them in, right? They get on the hook and reel them in. And then when they come in, you've got to have something to take the hook out of their mouth. And so you've got to have a pair of pliers to open your mouth, and we'll just pull it out, right? Pull out the hook and get it off your line. And then you got the fish. And
what kind of pliers are that in my bedroom? I just thought my pliers are much bigger than your pliers.
They are. Well, these will work, I think, for what we need them for. Okay. Anyways, fishing. Jesus was calling his first disciples. You know what a disciple is? Somebody that follows him. Kind of like us. And do you know what they were doing when Jesus called them? They were fishing, right? Were they fishing just for fun? No. Did they care if they caught fish? Yes, because they were professional fishermen. That was their job. You know, when you go to the restaurant and you order fish or you buy fish at the store, you know where that comes from? Professional fishermen. That's what they do for a living. And so Jesus said, go out. After he's done teaching, he says, go out and put your nets down. And they use these big nets and they just catch swarms of fish. And they didn't use a hook. Swarms of fish. And he says, well, we tried all night and we didn't catch a thing. Well, go ahead and do it now anyway. So they did, and they caught more fish than they could fill two boats. That's a lot of fish, hundreds of fish they caught at that one time. And they were so amazed because Jesus knew, and he enabled them to catch all those fish. It was a miracle. So then what did the disciples do? They recognized Jesus was somebody very special. And Jesus said, now, I want you to continue to be fishermen, but you're going to catch men, not fish. He didn't mean use a hook and pliers to catch people, did he? Ooh, that would be bad, wouldn't it? You don't catch people with a hook. But rather, he said, as you bring fish into your boat, I want you to go out and bring men and women into my kingdom, into the kingdom of God, into heaven. And that's what he's called each one of us to do, that we're supposed to be fishermen, catching men and women, boys and girls, to bring them into the kingdom of God by sharing the love of Jesus Christ with them. Okay? Because Jesus died for you, didn't he? And he loves you very much. And that's how we get into the kingdom of God. Many people don't know that, and they need to. So he's given you that message that you can share with other people. All right. Here you go.